For those of us who are bullish on gold, Robert, I mean, if you can tell us about your team a bit as well, like as the experience that you guys bring, but I'm curious as to for those who are bullish on gold, want to invest in gold and silver, of all the gold mining companies and silver mining companies out there, why should investors invest in Starcore?
Again, personal opinion because I can't give investment advice. I look at, and this is how I look at it for myself. If I'm going to go in and buy something like, say, Wheaton Royalties at $150 a share, how easy is it to go to 300 a share? Or what needs to transpire? Well, a lot needs to transpire. If I'm buying Starcore at 25 cents in the private placement, what do I need for that stock to go to 50 cents, 75 cents, or a dollar? The parameters or the benchmarks are a lot lower. So it's achievable. It's much easier for us to achieve that than a bigger investment.
All right, good day. We have a special guest here with us. We have Robert Eadie, CEO, President, Director of Starcore, or SAM, also known as Starcore International Mines. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having us today, Steve. It's a great pleasure.
Yeah, Robert, if you can tell us where you are and just kind of your background a bit and just how you got into your space and how you joined Starcore.
About 30 years ago, I got into the mining space and I was doing project financing, and I got introduced to a very good group of miners and enjoyed the people very much. But then I had a challenge with pure exploration and that model. And so the opportunity came up about 18 and a half years ago to buy an operating mine from Goldcorp in Mexico. And so we bought the San Martin mine, and it's a very interesting mine, being that we have 12,992 hectares. And I've had every geologist that you can imagine that you would respect worldwide either review the data or come to the property. And no one's been able to unlock the mystery, but they all agree on one thing, is that the rocks came first, the fluid came second, so it leaves the door wide open. And that's really what keeps or has kept me going for 18 and a half years, is the pursuit of the source. And the mine keeps producing. In the last 15 years or 12 years, the cash flow from production has certainly helped us. We have a very solid foundation in Mexico. As an operator, we're known there, by the government, by various investments, say people, as a serious company doing serious work. So we're focused on that, and it's a foundation. We're always looking at new projects, and recently we were fortunate enough to come across a project which we call La Tortilla, and it's a silver mine. It's a very complicated Spanish name, so just for conversation, I've renamed it La Tortilla. And the owner is the grandson, and what his core business is tortilla shops in Mexico, and he has 28 of them. So gotta have some fun once in a while. And what we've agreed to do with him, it's a historic silver mine, and it's about 2 hours away. So in mining, I'm sure that most of your investors know, it's infrastructure is a challenge. Ordering it, building it all takes time. When you can capitalize on existing equipment, it really is a leg up, and a fast leg up. So we acquired Tortilla on a lease. We pay about $250,000 as a one-time payment, and then a 2% NSR with an option to buy it for $7 million, but that option has got a like 9-10 year mine life to it. So no modern day exploration has come to this property, so no deep drilling. All they did was follow the vein, and they've made a portal or a tunnel, and it's quite small. It fits people, and that's it. Nothing. No modern day equipment. So we're going to increase the size of that. We're going to put some drills into the project and see what we come up with. In the short term, what the geologists have determined, once we get permitted, which we expect by March of next year, we'll be able to ship 200 tons a day of average 500 gram silver to our existing facility. So that'll increase our production without having to make modifications to the existing facility we have.
Okay, and this is at the La Tortilla site.
Yeah, so we ship that 2 hours away to San Martin, and San Martin is the existing mine that we have. And so we put it into the plant and process it there and ship. We make Doré bars, we don't do concentrate. So we ship Doré bars to a refinery, and that's our process.
So if you can tell us a little bit more about the different sites you have, the producing, the exploration, the jurisdiction, and then what do you guys have in the ground? I mean, what do you guys do?
Well, we have, I'll go sort of top to bottom. In Canada, we have a holding property that's there. It's in the Golden Triangle in British Columbia. And that's a property that we maintain, and it's out, it will be out for joint venture. And it's in a very interesting area. We're about a kilometer away from the Red Line, it's called. And the Red Line is where all the discoveries, or the majority of discoveries, have been made. And that property encompasses good exposure there. So I think in the future that it'll come of interest to be joint ventured. Going now, skipping past America, going to Mexico, we have San Martin, which is 12,992 hectares. It's the operating mine with the operation or capabilities of 950 tons per day. And then we have now recently added the Tortilla project, which is 2 hours away. And we have a Moly project, which is completely drilled off. It's had a PEA study. We updated the resource about 2 years ago, or maybe 2.5 years. And that's there looking for a sale or a joint venture to put the Moly in production.
So I noticed on your website that you guys are debt-free with yes. a strong share structure. If you yes. can tell us about how rare that is, or what advantage that gives you, if you can tell us about, how much capital you have, what you plan to do with it as well.
Okay. We have 67 million shares issued outstanding, or 66 plus warrants, and the warrants are all within a small group. Currently, cash on hand is about 2 million from production. Okay. Production's been a bit low. And so we generally like to operate around 5 million. And so if you notice recently, we made an announcement for a raise at 25 cents for 20 million shares. And okay. that'll top up the treasury to accelerate La Tortilla. So what we've done in the past is that everything's come out of production. So we've organically developed the project, refurbished equipment, done exploration, all out of money from production. So now, what I view it as, Steve, is that we're in manufacturing. We manufacture gold and silver. So now is the time to be supplying gold and silver. So we want to accelerate our ability to supply gold and silver to the market. So that's the purpose of the equity raise.
So you guys got how much capital again?
2 million.
2 million. So with a company with no debt, you guys are producing, you guys are flowing, mm-hmm. you guys have a lot of capital, you guys have producing mines that are, where's the risk here? And do you see any, what are the major risks here, and what kind of upside are we looking at for investors who are looking for value?
Well, I think in any project in any country, there's always the black knight. There's always the unseen. There's that yeah. risk, but I think that exists in every investment that you have. For me, it does. And then you yep. have political risk. If, the government of Mexico all of a sudden decided that, it wanted to put in a severe royalty or penalty because the price of gold and silver, Mali in Africa changed what they wanted from production companies. And so you have that risk, but it's a sort of a minor risk. And then, yeah, because we don't have a scientific risk because we know the metallurgical composites or components in our property and how to extract gold and silver, and that's been accomplished. So that's not really a risk either. So and then general market. I mean, if in my own personal opinion, I will state my personal opinion, you know, that the general market is way over exaggerated, and there will be a time where that people will put their attention back to natural resources and natural resource stocks. We haven't been in, again, my own opinion, in a market like this since 1992, 93, just before BREX. And so as a secular, you know, commodity or investment in these equities, I believe that's where we are. We're just in the very beginning.
So where can investors, what can we expect in terms of, just for full disclosure, Robert and the company has not paid for this interview. And I am not currently an investor, although that may change. I am interested in StarCore, and that's why we reached out to you. But for investors, potential investors, what can investors expect in the next 12 months?
Well, investors can expect La Tortilla coming online, and so an increase in production. We do quite a lot of exploration drilling at San Martin. So we have been successful with that, increasing production and increasing grade. So that all goes to the bottom line. And so as a forward-looking statement, with La Tortilla coming on side, I'm looking at the company making about $1.5 million net a month.
I'm getting excited about all the stuff that I'm hearing with the risk as well as the potential. Why would you say that you guys are, in my opinion, undervalued? From am I missing something? Well, what's
no, and we that's a pretty common question, Steve, and it's a double-edged sword because we haven't raised equity in over 10 years. We don't have any institutional support, and we have no brokerage support. So we don't spend our time communicating with brokers and institutions because we've really not had to. We've been organically growing or living out of production. And so, like I said, it's a double-edged sword. You don't have big buyers and big sellers, but then you don't have support when you need support. So, you know, as a professional in the business, I can definitely say, would I adjust that a little bit? Yeah, I would, going forward for sure, because you need the support of either institutions or brokers.
And then for insiders, institutions, what would you say, what percentage would you say that consists of?
Well, 13% of the company is by the directors. I'm 10.1% personally. And that's, you can look at my insider filings and you can see that, you know, over the last years, I've continuously bought stock. None of it's been as a vend-in or as a bonus. It's a good old-fashioned way. I've worked for my position. Unlike the modern-day investor or modern-day CEO who asks for $1 trillion.
So,
and there's no institutions. We're largely retail. We've got over 2,000 shareholders across Germany, Switzerland, in the United States, Canada, Mexico, London. We get a very active share base who communicates with myself, actually.
Right. For those of us who are bullish on gold, Robert, I mean, if you can tell us about your team a bit as well, like as the experience that you guys bring, but I'm curious as to, for those who are bullish on gold, want to invest in gold and silver, you know, of all the gold mining companies and silver mining companies out there, why should investors invest in StarCore?
Again, personal opinion, because I can't give investment advice. I look at, and this is how I look at it for myself, if I'm going to go in and buy something like, say, Wheaton Royalties at $150 a share, how easy is it to go to $300 a share? Or what needs to transpire? Well, a lot needs to transpire. If I'm buying StarCore at 25 cents in the private placement, what do I need for that stock to go to 50 cents, 75 cents, or a dollar? The parameters or the benchmarks are a lot lower. So it's achievable. You know, it's much easier for us to achieve that than a bigger investment. Now, is the risk profile different? Yes, it is. It's completely different. One, it's risk because it's a small cap. Two, you know, the Wheaton is a secure company with billions of dollars. So the risk profile does change. And so for myself, I've split it up at like a basket, the old basket approach. You know, 25% is in conservative, 25% is in medium risk, 25% is in high risk, and 25% is in new companies that I believe. And in the small cap space, everything is about the people. It's really about the people. And so our COO is a Mexican fellow, Salvador Garcia. And Salvador spent his whole life as a mining engineer. He was vice president for operations for Goldcorp in Mexico. He worked somewhere else for a short number of years. He's been with us for 6 years or 7 years almost. Gary Arca is a CFO. Again, he was an auditor for 25 years. He's been with the company for 20 years. And as I started out in the beginning, what we have in Mexico is a great foundation. And so we can add to that foundation. If we found the right deal, we would add that deal into the company. And we're in a place where we have infrastructure and we have cash coming in to make that infrastructure. I studied business in school, Steve, and one of the big things with entrepreneurs is that entrepreneurs don't or can't afford infrastructure. If you can fund infrastructure, then you're looking at things very differently. You know, I have access to accountants, I have access to lawyers, I have access to rules and regulations in Mexico. I can drop a project in fairly easily. I have equipment, I have people, I have 268 people working at the mine. I can take seven people and allocate them over like I did to La Tortilla. So, you know, that gives me a big leg up in looking at projects.
Love it. So you got the connections, cash flowing junior. And I mean, you guys check a lot of the boxes. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the group?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. Of course, there's always things you wish you said. So I'm sure I'll get off the call and go, oh, I wish I had mentioned that. But I mean, to round it up, I mean, it's a small company that's thankfully for this market and the price of gold and silver, we have the chance to grow exponentially. We are aware of that, and we will take great strides and steps as a management team to make that happen. And on behalf of shareholders, we want to make it a win.
Awesome. If anyone has any questions, Robert, about the company, if you can share about the ticker, your website, your email, or whatever would you like to share where people can reach out to you.
The ticker is on the senior board. It's Sam on the TSX. The website, starcore.com. You can reach out to me at either investor@starcore.com, or you can go directly to me, R-E-A-D-I-E, my name, at starcore.com. Happy to answer questions and engage with potential investors.
Robert, great to meet you. Excited to learn more about your company and follow your story. Thanks for sharing and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Take care.